Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Yale psychologists have found that susceptibility to fake news has more to do with laziness than with bias. Thousands of Walt Disney World employees will receive raises under a new contract settlement between the company and a group of unions covering 38,000 workers that increases the minimum starting pay to $15 an hour by 2021, capping 9 months of tense wage negotiations that led to large protests in Central Florida. 7 people were arrested at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill as tensions between demonstrators intensified over the toppling this week of the Silent Sam statue, which stood for over a century on campus grounds as a symbol of the Confederacy. Democratic Party officials, after a long battle between warring ideological wings, have agreed to reduce sharply the influence of top political insiders known as superdelegates in the presidential nomination process. Superdelegates will be able to cast substantive votes only in extraordinary cases like contested conventions, in which the nomination process is extended through multiple ballots until one candidate prevails, and will be largely barred from voting on the first ballot where they have been crucial in the past. As of July 2018, there were 84,500 active participants in Immigration and Customs Intensive Supervision Program, more than triple the number in November 2014. 45% were on GPS ankle-type monitors, 53% report by phone using biometric voice recognition, and 2% using facial recognition applications. Estimates of current bribes being uncovered and investigated in Argentina over the period between 2004 and 2015 that have already led to 26 high-level arrests in business and government is $36 billion. British government announced that women in England would legally be allowed to take an abortion pill at home for the first time. In Hollywood, some companies like HBO are hiring intimacy directors to support actors and actresses in steamy scenes in the wake of the hashtag MeToo movement, both keeping them safe and covering the potential liability settlements later. London's subway system plays classical music in over 60 stations to deter antisocial behavior since 2003. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.